It's audio mo day 10 for me. It's VR podcasting. VR podcasting. Hi, feeling reflective today. Using the music I was using yesterday, you won't be able to hear it too well because I'm on a train headed to London. But feeling very reflective was yesterday too. I didn't expect to be today and to be talking about events that have just happened in the UK today. An MP has been shot and stabbed to death in her own constituency, so, you know, in her own local area, just doing her surgery, her MP surgery, which is where, you know, they listen to the needs of the people and act on them. And what I wanted to do was read something that has been already published in The Guardian. You can't infer anything that you might think is political. I'm not, this, you know, this isn't about that. You know, there are some comments because it's understood that one of the guy that did the crime has been arrested by the police, but shouted Britain first, and Britain first, I believe, is a far right party. So I think, you know, any extreme acts are probably fair game, but in terms of there being comments about their conduct, they have condemned the attack, apparently. I wanted to read the article, at least some of it, because it talks of a lot of stuff I was talking about yesterday. Let me just airplane mode off, because some nasty noise is going on here. Bear with me a second. That's airplane moded off, so we should get a little bit more of a better sound now. And I'm recording this in the backdrop, just whatever else is going on really on the train, because, you know, life does go on, and I want in a minute to celebrate my freedom. I have a drink there in which I'm going to celebrate my freedom with. It's a can of Grolsch beer. I'm only having one, but I wanted to thank God for my freedom and drink to it. Here's, if I can find it, just what The Guardian was saying about this terrible tragedy that's unfurled today. So it says, The Guardian view on Joe Cox, an attack on humanity, idealism and democracy. And it's published at 18:25 BST, Thursday, the 16th of June 2016. Joe Cox is the name of the MP who has been shot, and as I said, killed, and there's a picture over here. So Joe Cox, honour her memory, because the values and the commitment that she embodied are all that we have to keep barbarism at bay. The MP assassinated on the streets embodied decency and a commitment to all that humanity has in common. What a contrast with her assailant and so much that is rotten in politics. The slide from civilization to barbarism is shorter than we might like to imagine. Every violent crime taints the ideal of an orderly society, but when that crime is committed against the people who are peacefully selected to write the rules, then the affront is that much more profound. The slide from civilization... Oh, the assassination by stabbing and repeating shooting in the street of Joe Cox is, in the first instance, an exceptionally heinous villainy, as the killing of a mother of young children is bound to be. It's also, however, and in a very real sense, an attack on democracy. Here was the MP whom the citizens of Battlin Spen had entrusted to represent them, fresh from conducting her duty to solve the practical problems of those same citizens and constituency surgery. To single her out at this time and in this place is to turn a gun on every value of which decent Britons are justifiably proud. Joe Cox, however, was not just any MP doing her duty. She was also an MP who is driven by an ideal. She explained what that was as eloquently could in her maiden speech last year. Our communities have been deeply enhanced by immigration, the new member said, be that Irish Catholics across the constituency or Muslims from Gujarat and India or from Pakistan. principally from Kashmir. While we celebrate our diversity, what surprises me time and time again as I travel around the constituency is that we're far more united and have far more in common than things that divide us. What nobler vision can there be than that of a society which people can be comfortable in their difference, and what more fundamental tenet of decency is there than to put first and to cherish all that makes us human, as opposed to what divides one group from another? These are ideals which are often maligned where they are described as multiculturalism, but they're precious nonetheless. They're ideals that caused her to campaign for the brutalisation of those in Syria, and the most painful thoughts, ideals for which she may have died. This was no random event, and the police were investigating the reports that the assailant yelled Britain first during the attack. It's the name of a far-right political party, and as I said, and I'm not going to read too much more about the politics of it there, because it's a blunted point at this particular party, and I don't want to get into that at this time. So, next paragraph. On Wednesday, Nigel Farage unveiled a poster of unprecedented repugnance. This is the guy who's part of Vote Leave in Europe and part of UKIP, United Kingdom Independence Party. The backdrop of the poster was a long and thronging line of displaced people in flight. The message, the EU has failed us all. The headline, breaking point. The time for imagining that the Europhobes can be engaged on the basis of facts, such as the reality of the refugee crisis started in Syria and Africa and can't really be blamed on the EU. And the applications don't depend on the EU membership. And then more politics, which I'm not going to just get into. The idealism of MS Cox was the very antithesis of such brutal cynicism. Honour her memory, because the values and the commitment that she embodied are all that we have to keep barbarism at bay. So that's the Guardian editorial pertaining to the assassination, and it is an assassination of the MP Joe Cox today. It's a sorry state of affairs, and I think there are whole debates we can have about who is whipping up frenzies. The press, I think, are certainly responsible for doing this. It's in the UK I'm talking about, so I'm quite happy to navel, to gaze at and focus on what's going on at home. It's just this music. It's a lovely piece of music, and I've often used it when being reflective, and regardless really of where the music came from, in terms of the film that I said yesterday was from American Beauty, it's just a very emotional piece of music for me. So what I wanted to do was, as I said, drink to freedom, and I have a can here. As I said, I'm not a drunkard, not at all, but here it is. I'm going to open it with my cheese and pickle sandwich and packet of crisps. There it goes. And I'm going to drink to freedom, to the liberation of the oppressed and freedom of the captives. And I'm aware that there's people just doing their thing behind me, but that's their bag. They're on the same train as I am, living in the freedom that they've been given. So yeah, don't know. Opening the buffet or closing? I'm not sure. Sorry, slightly too big a sound effect there than I wanted, but noisy background. I'm going to leave this for now, and thanks for comments on my boo about God Bless America, and particularly about supporting the rights of gay people and homosexual people and all that. It's Pride Month June is Pride Month. So, you know, think of something decent to say to people, for goodness sake, you know.
No, thank you. Okay. Thank you very, very much.
She's going down with the trolley. Love it. And, yeah, I'm so blessed for all the people around me that I love. And always try to be kind. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.